Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:1-3. Paul is a prisoner in Rome as he writes this epistle to the church at Ephesus. When Paul came to Ephesus, he disputed and persuaded the things concerning the kingdom of God, Acts 19:8. As people heard the gospel of the kingdom, they believed and confessed and showed their deeds, Acts 19:18. As a result, mightily grew the word of God and prevailed, Acts 19:20. Now Paul writes to this church that they are to live in a manner that is worthy of the invitation which they have received and accepted. The word beseech is a call that is to produce a certain effect. The effect is to live as a follower of Christ should live. The calling of God is a high calling, Philippians 3:14. The calling of God is a heavenly calling, Hebrews 3:1. This calling is a holy calling, 2 Timothy 1:9. How one lives in this world determines whether or not one is worthy of this invitation from God. God wants us to be worthy of the offer that He has made to all of us. Wherefore also we pray also for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ might be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12. We are to walk a high moral ground with our focus set upon the heavenly land. Our behavior in this world is to be without reproach, as those who are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, who have been called out of darkness into His marvelous light. We as strangers and pilgrims abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Those who walk worthy are seen as blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, Philippians 2:15. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.